Thank you, and welcome to everybody. Welcome to our plenary panel, Rising from the Ashes, What We Have Learned from the Cameron Todd Willingham Case. We'll be starting the conference this morning with what will be an overarching theme for the next few days, and it's also a top priority for this administration, that is a renewed focus on science. This panel this morning will feature more than just a really fascinating case study about the use of science in criminal justice. But in fact, the case serves as really kind of a microcosm of many of the most challenging issues facing our criminal justice system today. The use of forensic science, crime scene investigation, eyewitness testimony, indigent defense, among others. The primary focus of this panel this morning will be on the use of forensic science. Forensics provides an incredibly valuable tool for criminal justice professionals. Using science in general, and forensics in particular, we're learning more and we're determined to put that knowledge to better use. To date, the use of forensics has resulted in 254 exonerations nationwide. All of those cases involve DNA. But we have to remember, forensics is much, much larger than just DNA analysis. It's a very complex and varied field, with experts ranging from firearms examiners to toxicologists to arson scientists. Forensics gives us the ability not only to solve our current cases, but very importantly, to learn from old cases. Looking back, in this case that we'll be talking about today, gives us a heightened sense of how far we have come, and I think a clear vision of where we need to go. On the panel today, we're very lucky. We have a journalist, an arson expert, a neuroscientist, and an attorney. When I was prosecuting cases in the District of Columbia, I would love to have had a little panel like that working with me on every single case. But in their own ways, each of them is applying his knowledge to improve the criminal justice system. They're helping practitioners and the public by providing a detailed analysis of a single case that is filled with lessons for all of us. I was telling a couple of the panelists this morning that when I was early on in my years as a prosecutor, we had a couple arson cases in my unit. And I had to tell them, quite honestly, we had no idea what we were doing with that evidence and what that evidence really meant. So it was very, very interesting to me to learn about this case. These experts were going to take us into the heart of the fire, and they will dispel faulty, long-standing beliefs about the evidence. These experts are helping police officers and detectives understand their own unconscious biases and helping to counteract them. And they serve as a firsthand example of the importance of revisiting old cases. I've no doubt that today's discussion will leave you with a deep sense of the importance of using the best science and the best practices to ensure that justice is always served. The Department of Justice is committed to working with all of you to build a criminal justice system that has no room for guesswork. The policies, the practices, and the tools that we use have to be based on sound science and comprehensive research, and they must be applied fairly and used carefully. And now, to help us learn from this case, I'd like to introduce our panelists. David Gran is a staff writer with The New Yorker, and his highly acclaimed article, Trial by Fire, an in-depth look at the questions surrounding the Willingham case, continues to attract the national spotlight. Using letters, diaries, interviews with relatives, associates, and friends, the article catalogs this case from initial investigation to trial, and from the first appeal to the final plea. It's a gripping article. I encourage you to read it. He's also the author of a New York Times bestseller, The Lost City of Z, and a new collection of true stories, The Devil and Sherlock Holmes, which includes an updated version of Trial by Fire. Mr. Grann has won countless awards, and he's an accomplished crime writer and an investigative reporter. You can watch him as you see him talking to people around the room. If he hears something really interesting, he goes like this. So he's looking for new material all the time. One of the many experts mentioned in Mr. Grann's article, John Lentini, is the president and principal investigator with Scientific Fire Analysis. He's an expert on the science of fire. Mr. Lentini has conducted more than 2,000 fire scene inspections, and has served as an expert witness on more than 200 occasions. He is working tirelessly to break down the pervasive mythological indicators that are the hallmark of unscientific fire investigation that unfortunately continues to this day. His book, Science Protocols for Fire Investigation, is one of the foremost texts in this field. He works with both plaintiffs and defendants on products liability and arson cases. He brings science and common sense to the courtroom. Dr. Idil Dror is a cognitive neuroscientist at the University College of London. He's the principal researcher and consultant with Cognitive Consultants International. His research focuses on the detailed inner workings of the human brain, how we process information, how we form perceptions and judgments, how we make decisions. Most significantly, he works to make the sometimes abstract and always complex science of the human mind accessible for practitioners in the field. His long list of current projects, including two studies that are funded by NIJ to investigate expert error and cognitive difficulty, and to assess the impact of technological contextual information. He's very well known in the field as well for his work on fingerprint identification. It was really groundbreaking research. Michael Logan Ware is the chief of the Special Fields Bureau in the Dallas County District Attorney's Office. He joined DA Craig Watkins' office in July 2007, and he leads the Conviction Integrity Unit, better known as the CIU. CIU is the first of its kind in this country. In addition to overseeing the review of more than 400 cases involving DNA evidence, CIU is investigating other cases where evidence points to new or additional perpetrators. And in fact, that unit has resulted in the exoneration of two defendants in capital murder cases that were not DNA cases. Ware's background in criminal defense and his work with the Wesleyan Innocence Project and the Innocence Project of Texas prepared him for this exceptional opportunity to serve as a defense attorney in a prosecutor's office. Following remarks by each of our panel members, we will accept questions from the audience. And now I'd like to invite Mr. Grann to start our presentations.